Welcome to the Wonder Life Podcast, the voice for health and wellness, where soul, science, and technology meet. I'm your host and superfan, Andrea Ritter, and this season is our global family reunion where we will explore transformation, health and wellness, and how we can unite to save our planet. We hope you are inspired. Thank you for joining. On today's Wonder Health 2020 Summit Rewind, I have two of the dearest people I know who shared how we can choose love in uncertain times. Especially with the events that have been happening the last few weeks, we need to dig deeper within ourselves and choose more love, not only for the people we like, but for the people we don't like. We hope you enjoy this episode.
It is truly my honor and my pleasure. Abby Gardner, I'm already crying. Like, I can't even stand it.
I'm so happy to see you.
I am so happy to see you. Girl, your hair looks good.
I washed it. I put on lip gloss and a real bra. So thank you for giving me purpose today.
Sister, this is all about purpose. Give it up for Abby Gardner from Indianapolis. Abby and Jennifer Jarrett are joining us today. Jennifer Jarrett, she brought us to our center to start the day. I call Jennifer Jarrett my great emancipator. And that will be in my novel when I'm 97 years old. But Jennifer Jarrett is a very special intuitive healer. And she has created the Choose Love Project. And Abby, my dear friend, Abby and I have been friends, I think, for 30 years. Abby is one of the most brilliant women I've ever known. And I'm so thankful and so grateful that you two are on here together. And Abby and Jennifer are going to talk about choosing love in this time where it's a little challenging. So take it away, Abby and Jennifer. Thank you. Let's give it up.
Thank you, Andrea. It's so good to be here with all of you guys. And we're so proud of you, Andrea. This is awesome. Jennifer, I just wanted to first say hi again. I mean, Jennifer and I have been friends for a million years too. So we all go way back to our like teenage roots in Indianapolis. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. This is so great. I mean, I've been like, my cheeks hurt from smiling.
I know. So we chatted a little bit yesterday and I just think you have so many amazing things going on that you've been doing with Choose Love, but also that are so, if someone hadn't been thinking about these kinds of ways of thinking before, it's so important right now because we're in this uncharted time in basically every aspect of American life. So whether you're someone's dealing with health issues related to COVID-19 or may have lost someone, some really serious things, or you're dealing with economic instability because you lost your job, your partner lost their job, whatever, to just taking on new roles at home, if you're educating your children now at home and also trying to do your job and stay sane and all of that. So in this moment, and when people are trying to gain some semblance of control back, right? Because everything's changing every day. So what kind of about shifting and thinking can people do? And then this is kind of the work you've been doing before this, but you know, what can people do to take some of that, at least emotional and mental control back?
Yeah. Thanks, Abby. Somebody earlier, and I'm so sorry, I cannot remember who was speaking, but one of the speakers referred to this as a great pause. And I think that is such a powerful way of describing what's occurring. It's really a pause where the illusion of certainty that we were really thought that we were standing on with a whole lot of stability has been totally dismantled. It's always been an illusion. I mean, the only thing that is certain is uncertainty. Right. But we were so comfortable and things had been so consistent for so long that we felt like, you know, we felt pretty confident with the ground that was beneath us. And over the last month or so, that ground has just been dismantled. And as a result of that, there's been, you know, a lot of space created. And where I think that the choose love, the practice of choosing love, which I'll describe in a moment, is applicable is because prior to, you know, a month ago, many of us were just running from one thing to the next, you know, just quite, myself included, just trying to keep up, literally trying to keep up with the lives that we were living, and didn't have the space, even as much as we thought that we were trying to create it, we didn't have the space to actually to choose. And this time, what's occurring outside of us in the external world is something that is actually always occurring in the inner world, but something that we have forgotten. So the Choose Love Project is, it's a really just a practice, and it's a practice that I've been turning to for quite a while now as a way to stabilize myself and to empower myself when I feel completely disempowered, which I spent much of my life feeling, not because of anything that anybody else did, but just because of my own programs and patterns. And so the practice of choosing love is, it comes from the quote by Viktor Frankl, who was an Austrian neurologist, and he was a survivor of the Holocaust. And he said, between stimulus and response, there is space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. And in our response lies our growth and our freedom. Because most of the time we're operating based on the programs that we have been like clinging to as our identity, I'll speak for myself. I forgot to notice that there was space. Stimulus would happen, something would happen, and then I would just respond because with the response that I had always given, because that's what I had always done. So this quote, when I first heard it, I was like, oh my God, there's space. And if we can just pull apart that space and widen the space and like pause, like we're having to do right now, in that space, and make a conscious choice for the response that we want to move forward with, then, I mean, think of all the things that are possible. For me, it was like, how do I create more love in my life? How do I love myself more? How do I love others more? How can I be a more loving contributor to the world? And so it was like, in that space, if I can align my choice with the frequency of love, and I can choose that, then maybe I can create something from that space that is like universally beneficial. And yeah, it's idealistic, and I fail all the time, but it's a program interrupter. It's like, okay, I notice myself getting in this program, so let me pause. What do? I see the space, I widen it, I choose love, and I move forward from there.
So what would you say, I know you've worked with, I mean, obviously yourself and other clients and people, what is some of the feedback? Like, what do people find when they start implementing that practice in their daily lives as best as they can? Like you said, we have to be ready to fail too, you know?
Totally. I mean, we've been living with the programs and the patterns that we've had for as, you know, who knows how many years, and a lot of them aren't even ours. They've been passed down through generations. What I hear from people, it's a practice, right? So any practice that you do requires work. It requires effort, it requires discipline, and it requires commitment. If there is a commitment and a follow through, what I hear from people is that it's like a reclamation of their own inner power.
Yeah.
To feel like they actually have the power to choose something.
Absolutely. And so what do you think, sometimes, I think we're talking to a lot of very open-minded and enlightened people here today, but I think trying anything new, it's like I always say this about myself when I
don't want to date. It's like going to the gym or like seeing a piece of equipment. It feels like everybody knows how to use, they know what they need for the class and you don't know because you haven't done it in a long time or maybe you've never done it. So like, what is an easy way to start yourself on the path to the practice if you're feeling a little like intimidated by the scope of it?
Yeah, I mean, thank you. That's such a good question because I'm the same way. Anything new, I'm like, no. Oh God, like, oh, anything new, I start to feel so small and I don't even want to go there. It's just like one moment of opportunity at a time. And it requires so much like patience and kindness for yourself and forgiveness for yourself. Like, oh, there I go again, being who I've been for a long time. And that's okay. You know, but if there's a pattern or a program that I'm noticing that I'm running or that's running me, that I don't really, that like feels like tight skin.
Yeah.
You know, I can just notice that first, truly just notice it. Like feel your feet on the ground, one foot on the ground, the other foot on the ground, stand up from there, move your breath through your body and pause. And then be like, okay, do I go this way or do I go that way? Well, this way is super familiar, but just because it's familiar doesn't mean it's the most stable option, right?
Absolutely. I think that's so helpful.
And it takes a lot of courage too. It's like going to the gym for the first time. It just takes courage. And you know what? It's like you do or you don't. And I think it gets to a point where you either know that you need to make changes, you know, and you want to do it or you don't. And that's a choice too.
Absolutely. I think we're kind of that's like a perfect space. But I was going to say you should put your website or whatever in the chat too, so people can check out more about you because Jennifer's an amazing yoga instructor. And then obviously she's a very great thinker about this kind of way of changing the way you're thinking. So that way people can find you. Either online, well, virtually, we're all virtual right now, but also if they live in the Colorado area near you and all of that. So this was amazing. Thank you, Andrea, for bringing us all together.
Oh my gosh, you guys, you are fantastic. I love you both. You are beautiful. Such a wonderful conversation. So timely, so wise. Abby, go date, go virtually. It'll be so fun for you.
I'm off the hook for a little while right now, so it's fine.
Girl, don't make me get up in there.
I know, she's gonna start swiping for me soon enough.
I don't know how, but we'll figure it out together. I love you guys, thank you. Everyone, give it up for Naptown in Colorado, coming in hot, giving you the choose love, choose your love. I love that, thank you so much.
This has been a Speak.Studio exclusive.